is KDNK, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Rainforest Valley, and beyond.
Esta es KDNK de Carbondale, radio al acceso de la comunidad de Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, el área de Rainforest y sus alrededores.
Thanks for listening to the Andy Zanko Youth Empowerment Program.
Gracias por escuchar el programa de empoderamiento juvenil de Andy Zanka.
Hello, everybody. We are Cora, and today we have a special show for you. We're going to be interviewing Bonnie Payne, an incredible musician who knows how to play the saw. Crazy, right? And besides her, we also have Enyan Pelta Taylor, David Taylor, and Pia Luzzi.
She was formerly in the band Elephant Revival and toured to a ton of places, and we are super lucky to have her today with us. How are you today, Bonnie?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
We're doing pretty good.
Yeah. Good. Would you like to begin by playing a song for us?
Sure.
Thank you.
This is a song called We'll Carry On. There, that's the right chord. I want to be like a bird or just a feather that you place into your hair, or the wind that picks it up and blows it to and fro in the air. Like a river that it floats along, like a song, I want to carry on. I don't want to move mountains. I like them just where they are. But I want to lift the curtain from my heart, from your heart. You should always drink water before you do a whistle solo. What is that we heard? What is that we're thinking? What if we've been letting in from the feeling of the wind, the movement of the air we're in, to the waters deep and wide, cross the divide, through rising sun. We may never be perfect. Maybe that is not the point. We'll search to know the language of our part from the start. Then we'll be like a bird or just a feather that you place into your hair, or the wind that picks it up and blows it to and fro in the air. Like a river that it floats along, like a song. We'll carry on, we'll carry on.
Wow, that was very pretty.
Thanks. I've got a question.
Yeah?
How long did it take you to write this song?
That song?
Yeah.
A little while. A lot of it came out kind of quickly, which is unusual for me. I had met this girl on tour, and a friend of ours brought her to hang out afterwards backstage, and we had a really good time, and then she ended up passing away, actually, like a couple days later. Right after we met, and since we were in the area, her family asked if we would come play a memorial for her, which was a really beautiful experience with them. And we ended up staying the night there, and the next morning I got up really early and brought my guitar out on this bridge that crossed over the Delaware River, which is just a huge, beautiful river and big old bridge. And a series of synchronistic cool things happened, and then probably most of that song came out on the bridge right there.
Whoa. So, speaking of tour,
what are some plus and minuses of Elephant Revival?
Plus and minuses of Elephant Revival?
Of touring with them. Yeah, sorry.
You get to see a lot of beautiful places. I got to see a lot of lovely places, so that was really incredible.
And what is one of the craziest places you've toured?
Probably the Czech Republic was really cool. And we played this little festival that's like a little world gathering festival that celebrates the overthrow of their communist dictatorship. So that was really an honor. And the way that they celebrate that is they weren't allowed to have music come in through the country, but they did have a radio station that they could stream in. And there was a radio station that was pumping a lot of like revolutionary music,
which is
really inspiring. And so they celebrate that with a festival, and it's a great, you know, thing for radio stations to remember. Well, and so they invite bands that to play their revolution songs. That's the idea.
Really cool.
So it's a big honor to get to play that.
Nice. Mm-hmm. What kind of music did you listen to as a teenager?
Mostly my mom and dad's record collection. Honestly, like Nina Simone a lot and Billie Holiday, a bunch of weird obscure, like George Gritzbach was a cool old record that nobody knows, but, and I loved Mozart. I slept to Mozart for like 10 years straight, probably.
Yeah.
But lots of old stuff like that. And then, all kinds of different music. I got into Bjork and Portishead later on.
Cool, cool.
And how old were you when you started singing and playing?
I always sung to myself and sung with my sisters, and my mom taught me a lot of songs, so probably since I was real little, but I didn't perform until I was a teenager. It was like the most terrifying thought to me, like that would ever happen was beyond something I thought.
Yeah, not anymore, though.
No, you get used to it. Yeah, we're all just people.
True. Do you have any advice for people learning to play instruments?
Listen, for sure. And if you don't have anyone to play with, move your feet. It's good, because that'll get you in there. And then, like, just staying inside of the song, which is just something, whether you're just now starting or you have been playing for 50 years, you have to keep remembering. You develop more and more concepts of what it is to play music, and so sometimes you can get further outside of the song, so you have to just, like, continually remember to stay inside of it and let it move through you instead of try to always be contouring your idea of what it is to be playing a song.
Mm-hmm. So what was your favorite place to tour, going back on the touring part?
My favorite place to tour?
Yeah.
Well, I really like the Northwest, the Pacific Northwest a lot, for sure. It's just beautiful there, and a lot of sweet folks. All these sweet folks that are going to join me today have lived there for a time, which is...
Oh, that's cool.
For a little bit, and yeah, it's just magical. Nice. Rainforest.
Would you guys like to play another song?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
This is Pia Luzzi is going to play with me on the harmonium and sing a new song that I just wrote. Kind of a COVID song, I guess, today, but here we go. Mom, keep me safe. Thank you. not show what's right. Fend for her fight. I can't sleep till I know what's right. What's right? Seems you've been away. A bend or a break. What care I can't take. I know what's right. That keeps us safe. Fend for not fight. I'll keep me.
Thank you. That was really beautiful and nice.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I actually have a question for Pia. Is that all right?
Sure, yeah.
Thank you. I was just wondering, what instrument were you playing again, and how does it work? It was really pretty.
Thank you. So that's, it's a harmonium, and it comes from India, and it's a little mini pump organ. So it has reeds inside, and then keys, black and white keys, like a piano. And I pump the bellows, and then when I press the keys down, it opens the reeds so they can sing.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. And how big is it about?
That one is actually like a travel harmonium.
Oh.
So that one's about 2 feet long and a foot deep, and it sits about a foot and a half tall or so. And keys on the front, bellows on the back.
Well, so it can play like a lot of stuff though, even though it's very small.
Yeah, it's a chromatic instrument, just like any keyboard instrument.
Cool. That's really cool.
Do you play any other instruments?
I do. I play a little Andean lute that is the closest thing I could think of is like a ukulele, but it has 10 strings, so it's double strung. So it makes a really sweet, magical sound. Not too different from the mandolin, I suppose, mm-hmm. in the way that it's double strung. And then I play guitar and a little bit of drum.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's cool.
So speaking more of, instruments, I heard that, you play the saw and the washboard. How does that work? Especially the saw, like, that's really cool.
The saw is, it's just an old instrument people have been playing for a while, but you bend it with, you brace it with your knees and bend it with your thumb on the other side and make an S curve and bow in the middle of that S curve. And as you bend it away from you, it shortens the pitch. If that's what you mean by how.
I think. That's so cool. How do you know like the different pitches and stuff to play?
You listen and you can feel it in your thumb and your knees. Some people use what they call a cheat and it braces it. It's like a metal thing with a wood handle, but then you can't feel the pitch, I feel like. So you feel the note a little bit in your thumb and you just listen. Hopefully you can hear yourself.
Wow.
Yeah.
And earlier, guys, Bonnie was telling us that you can actually use a regular saw. You just put stuff on it, right?
Some saws are really hard to get notes out of, but saws made of English steel are the composite for some reason sings really well, and anytime I see a saw at a garage sale, I check it out and ding on it a little bit, but if you put rosin on it and bow it up, maybe. Sometimes.
What other instruments do you play other than guitar and the saw?
I play the washboard, too, and a bunch of different hand percussion, djembe and stuff, and the cello, and I don't know right now. Yeah, that's mostly it. Hand percussion, cello, saw, washboard.
And how do you do the washboard?
I sewed banjo picks onto gloves, and then I roll my fingers on it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. We could do a washboard song since you're asking about it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Should be? Okay, sure.
Thank you.
Let's do that. Mm-hmm. And on the song, David and Inyan are going to join me. David Tiller and Inyan Pelta Tiller are from a band called Tarka, which is one of my favorite bands and biggest inspirations in life, musically and other ways. So David and Inyan are going to be on this one. And they were smart and have CDs. I don't have any, but I'll leave you some Tarka CDs.
Thank you.
And a Pia CD. Let's see here.
We won't do all the gloves.
Stolen, I suppose, yeah. Okay.
Wow.
And this one you won't need that mic, but the next song you probably will. Actually,
I'll need this, so maybe you'll get some cool reverb effect from it being an ambient noise.
That's cool. You have a picture of a cat on it, too?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's my friend's cat.
Cute. Very cute.
Definitely posed for that picture. Okay. Ready? One, two, three. Oh, yeah, I'll do two counts of six, sorry. One, two, three, four, five, six. One, two, three. They stole him away that day with their wretched way. He didn't do what they did say, but they stole him away.
First of all, that was amazing. Oh. I was just so drawn since the beginning. It was like, I don't know, something magical.
Thank you.
Actually, with like the washboard and the violin, that's so cool.
Thank you.
So actually, violin.
Actually, I've been playing violin since fifth grade.
Oh, cool.
So I really admire you.
Oh.
I've got a question. How long have you been playing it?
Very long time. I started playing when I was 3. So
wow.
I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but
well, that's really cool though. And so this is a rumor going around. We heard that you were here to get some Icelandic sheep. Is that true?
That is a good game of telephone. I was going to get some baby Icelandic sheep today, but from a different farm, because they needed to be adopted sooner than later because the fire was getting close to there. But we decided to let the sheep have a little more time with their mom because they're a little young to be weaned. And then a mountain lion just attacked one of my sheep this morning. Just right before I left for here. So
oh my gosh.
It was good that we didn't get them. We were supposed to get them the day before yesterday. So, but yeah, in broad daylight, 8:30, I guess it must have been. It took her away.
Aww.
Aww. She was a good old gal.
I'm sorry.
A very good friend. That's farm life, I guess.
Yeah. How would you take care of them? Or, like, put them? Just, like, in your yard?
In my yard, yeah. I have a tiny home that I practice and write in, and the sheep have been my audience lately, so
oh, nice.
I play to them
nice.
A lot, and I pet them, and I give them treats, and, yeah, just make sure that they feel loved. We don't eat these ones. We just use them for shearing and for friends.
That's so good.
And sometimes milk them.
Yeah. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you could teach us and the listeners a song?
Teach you a song?
Yeah.
Just a, or like a little percussion thing?
Yeah.
Quick?
Yeah. Oh, let me think about that. Which kind? You know what? Pia, is Pia over there?
She's not. I don't know where she went.
She has some really cool songs. But cool. We could do Dandelion Seed. Was that song fun?
Yeah.
There's like a call and response in it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a lullaby.
Sing with me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. This one just has a couple of refrain, like repeated parts.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I'll like point to you when to repeat.
Sounds good.
And okay. And then there's like an ooh part that you could improvise on.
Ooh.
You could just hold a note. If you find a note, just hold it out. And
for sure.
What happens.
Sounds good. We'll try not to burn your ears.
You wouldn't. No, you're great. I'll just gesture towards you for the repeat, and then Enya knows the song too. Because we have a band sometimes that we play in called Dandelion Seed, and that's the name of this lullaby song.
So.
Okay. Ready?
Yes.
Oh, and the melody is. You'll get there.
Okay.
Okay. Baby, oh little babe, lay your head to sleep, quiet as the starry skies and deeper than the sea,
deeper than the sea.
There, there, now close your eyes and go on wandering. Far beyond the memory of all your daydreaming, all your daydreaming. All the meadow flowers
when you're fast asleep,
gentle as the feathery down of dandelion seed,
dandelion seed. Carried away with the wind as you will one day be. Far away or here with me, I love you oh so deep. I love you oh so deep.
Whoa, that was good.
Sweet. Thank you.
What inspired you guys to, write this song?
Write that one?
Yeah.
Well, I have a lot of nieces and nephews that I'm really close with, was part of it, and I was missing them and touring a lot and not able to see them. And so that was part of it, just like imagining, I was actually driving back from Oklahoma when that song started, which is where all my family is from, and thinking about them and singing that song, kind of just sending it to them through the ethers.
Well, that's cute.
Yeah.
And then this question is a little bit off topic, sorry. No, but not totally. Who's your idol?
My idol?
Or singer, favorite singer or band?
I like a lot of singers. Tarka has been a huge inspiration and they're here with us. For sure, a big inspiration all around. And Nina Simone has always been an inspiration, for sure. Just the way, she just gets in the song, and she becomes such a vessel for it.
Well, so. And how about you guys? Do you have a favorite singer or an idol?
An idol. So many idols. So many idols with so many different flavors. I just am really moved and love anybody who is just deeply into what they do and focus really intently on it and spend their life trying to make something beautiful beyond themselves and beyond, without ego, just making something beautiful and beyond what they're, looking for something. And there's so many people that do a beautiful job of that.
Yeah.
The list could go on for a while.
Yeah, I feel that.
Sure. Alright. Yeah, I would say the same thing. As a singer and songwriter, Bonnie's definitely been an inspiration for me. And many, many folks for the violin, for sure.
Nice. How about you, Laura?
This is a little bit off topic.
You can ask.
Okay. This is a little bit off topic. But how has quarantine and COVID affected your music?
Music playing and writing has been good for that because, that you have the isolated time to focus and put towards playing music, and that was kind of my plan for this time anyways, so that in a sense worked out well, because I've been naturally quarantined on a farm writing in my little tiny home, so in that sense it was good. But it also, to get to play with other people after only playing alone for a long time is such a rush and so exciting and feels so sweet. It's definitely appreciate that a lot more.
Yeah. Very nice to play with Bonnie here and Pia. It's been a treat.
And what has inspired you during that this time?
The kindness, the random kindness and bravery, and you notice small acts of generosity or community a little bit more, I think, and people. More subtle forms of connection, I think, because you don't have as obvious forms of connection, you kind of become a little more sensitive to other forms of connecting, I think. Mm-hmm. So that's been inspiring. You guys want to speak to that at all?
It's hard for, you're, when the flood happened, that was amazing when everybody reached out. to each other in a community up in Lyons. It's hard right now because we have this duality between we want to support everybody and be there for everybody, and yet we're sort of doing this thing where we're shielding ourselves from everybody too. So it's a strange time, but it's an artistically opening and beautiful time.
Definitely.
And is there a song you guys played more than more often than the rest?
Yeah, probably. I mean, yeah. I'd say Rogue River is probably a song that we...
Nice. Would you like to do that? Sorry, do you mind playing that song for us today?
Try Rogue River?
Yeah, is that right? Yeah. Or any other song. Whatever song is good, honestly.
Well, let's see. We have, we're missing some instrumentation that might make that a lot cooler, but we could try it. Maybe we'll try that, and then we'll... Yeah, sure.
Whatever you guys want to do.
Is Pia still here, too? We
could I don't know where she is.
She's in the building, I bet.
I could go look for her if you want.
Well, yeah, we'll try it. And we'll just clap and stomp and stuff. Maybe if...
Should go check with Pia.
And if you guys just want to stomp and clap on this one and sing?
Yeah, sing.
Okay. And, you know, I guess we'll just do... You got your claps down. You know. Yeah. And I'll play washboard without gloves. So, this song, tomorrow is my mom's birthday, today's my brother's birthday, and this song was inspired by my mom's mom. So. and we'll just go into it and see who shows up. Okay, feel free to clap and stomp along.
Alright.
And I'm going to sing the Rogue River part, feel free.
Cool.
And Pia might sing into that mic. We're going to do Rogue River. Do you want to sing into that? And then we might. There we go. Here we go. Rogue River. Okay, that's for your vocal over there. Nope. No, it's good. It'll come through. Okay. You all ready? See, they're down at the liquor store, going to drink those troubles in some more. Down at the old Rogue River. That old Rogue River. Down at the old Rogue River. That old Rogue River. You were daddy's sunshine days. He left for good, went down to his grave. Mother Mary, full of grace, won't you watch these children in my place? I'm going under the river, that old Rogue River. I'm going under the river, that old Rogue River. See that nothing could be said for song. There's a fire in the little ones, Lord, and it burns high, Lord, and it burns bright. She leads in angels, love and light, watching over her and sisters to Mama and Papa. God, angels will have to do for now. Lord, have mercy in my dying days. There's been too much leaving. There's been too much shame. Left my babies in the cold. Now my heart, it aches. I've been growing old. Feel it rise up into my throat. Lay these troubles down. Lift my soul. I'm going to pray forgiveness. Let me go. Pray my children and their children know not to do what I have done, but let go. Lay these troubles down, lift my soul, lift my soul, lift my soul up and over the river, that old Rogue River, lift up and over the river. Thank you.
If you just tuned in, you are listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. Our mission is to empower young people from diverse backgrounds to express themselves, build self-confidence, and develop leadership skills through community broadcasting.
Estás escuchando al programa de empoderamiento juvenil de Andy Zanka. Nuestra misión es empoderar a jóvenes de orígenes diversos para que aprendan a expresarse, construyan confianza en sí mismos y desarrollen habilidades de liderazgo a través de la transmisión de radio comunitaria.
Hi everyone, we are Cora, Quinn and Laura, and today we are interviewing Bonnie Payne, a talented musician who was previously in Elephant Revival, along with
Anyan Totsa Tiller, sorry about that, David Tiller, and Pia Lucy. We have asked them a few questions, and they've played some songs for us, so keep listening if you'd like to hear more. All right, and about those questions, we have some more. Would you like to start off, Laura?
Sure. What is music to you? And,
like, could anyone be a musician? Does it take a special talent or skill?
I do think most people can be musicians. I mean, music is just, it's a recognition of patterns that are woven into everything that makes up what we're all a part of, you know, so we can all relate to that, to patterns and to different forms of harmony, you know. So I think it's possible, especially if you get into it and, yeah. And play and get and familiarize with your, you know, instruments or singing or whatever it is that excites you.
And when did you make the choice to make music your career?
Well, it was just kind of a gradual thing, I suppose. I wanted to be an ethnomusicologist and was really excited to study and travel and record other people's music. And then I realized I just wanted to go and play music with people all over the world, not necessarily, like, write articles about it. so that kind of helped me realize that I wanted to actually play with people everywhere. And so, yeah, that was a big shift. It wasn't until I was probably 19 or 20 or something that I realized the difference.
Mm-hmm. And do you guys want to add anything?
I know you've been playing since you were a young girl. Your parents started getting you to play.
Yeah, my music was given to me by my family.
And my father, he had this guitar that he'd play every night. And he put, and when I was 4 or 5, I always wanted to touch it and play, and he wanted him to teach me something. And instead, what he'd do is he'd put it up on a high shelf so I couldn't get it, and I would get chairs out and put the telephone book on the chair and try to climb up to get it. And they'd catch me, and they'd put it in a higher place or whatever. and so it was this thing that was special to him, and he loved music and had tons of vinyl. And so I hungered, so it made me want it more. So it was interesting psychology.
Yeah. That is a good way about it. Yeah.
Pia, would you like to add something?
I didn't come from a musical family at all, but both my sister and I were just born singers, I guess. I remember singing before I could talk even, and I guess our grandmother realized that we both had strong voices, and once we were, you know, 16 or something, got us some voice lessons, and I just followed that thread and little by little started picking up instruments, and yeah.
That's nice. Did you guys like it at first, or did you, like, sorry.
What? Oh.
You can keep going, it's okay. Don't be shy, put some more.
How did school, upbringing, affect your music?
How did your school and upbringing, like, affect your music making?
Who are you?
Anyone, sorry.
Well, I think... for me, choir was helpful in school because it was an opportunity to really get into harmonies and singing and listening to a bunch of voices coming together, and being like a shyer kid like most are but don't realize that everybody else is when they're young like that. It was like an opportunity to get to experience voices coming together and explore harmony. But my education with music was more at home with my sisters. I had three sisters that also played drums at first, and two stepsisters and one blood sister, and we would have music nights all the time with this. We had basically a bass player living in a broke down bus in our yard, and we had a big band room that we filled with instruments that my brother had actually died, and that was my dad's response to it, was just to like get as many instruments in the house as we could. So yeah, that was like, it became like a way to maybe communicate together with when you were losing words at a time, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Really powerful. Do you guys want to play another song?
Sure.
All right. She has the saw, you guys.
Yeah, I am.
She has the saw.
And this is, you asked about people that have been inspiring, and there's a guy named George Gritzbach who's an old... he's got a great record out, and this is a song called Over the River that's on it that my brother loved. So this is a song by George Gritzbach. Here's to all those that have crossed over the river. Here we go. Ready? We'll do like not too far, I guess. Dun 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 dun. Demons ring the steeple bell, angel wings fan the fires of hell. He's just flapping, sail away, he's flapping slow over the river. Here we go, Lord, again you walk the floor. Empty bottles echoing, there must be more. He's just flapping, sail away, he's flapping slow over the river. Here we go. Thank you.
grow. Blue sky, he's not walking, not asking why, he's just flapping. Sailor, he's flapping slow over the river. Oh, over the river. Oh, over the river. Here we go.
Thank you. That was really, really cool. Wow.
Thank you so much.
Do you guys have...
That's my question.
Oh my god.
Okay, this is kind of off topic, sorry about that. But do you guys listen to musical theater, and what's your favorite show if you do?
Musical theater?
Or if not, think. Sorry.
No, it's... I'm trying to think here. I mean, I like a lot of the music on Fiddler on the Roof. I remember seeing that when I was really young, and just the notes that were in there were different than the other things that I had, like, associated with musical theater. There was a lot of, like, keys that really pulled me in, I guess. But I'm actually writing a story right now, a song story right now that's, cool. like, it's not quite a theater piece, but I want to have dance performance, like a Cirque du Soleil type thing
cool.
someday. So there's 30 songs. Whoa. There so far, and it's gonna be like a interesting. We'll see. It might have to just be made out of video, but it's coming along. That's been
That'd
my
be so cool.
time out on the farm is developing that. So yeah.
Quinn and I heard that it is your mom's birthday today, right?
It's actually my brother's birthday today, and my mom's
okay.
birthday tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Well, would you guys like to sing "Happy Birthday" or?
Sure. Or you know what? We could sing a song with the spirit of happy birthday in it.
Yeah.
That Pia knows, called Nanila. Because you asked me to teach you a song earlier and Pia wasn't in here. But she knows these songs that are just beautiful and it'll feel like a birthday song.
Okay.
In its own special way. And if you guys would all sing with us, it will make it that much more special. Yeah, this is a much more learnable one. As after we started the lullaby, I was like, oh, I really want to get you to sing this one. So,
sorry.
If you guys want to sing on this, yeah.
So this is a song that comes from the Caucasus Mountains of Georgia. And it's called Nanila, which just means grandmother. So the words are Nanila.
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 Hey.
Hey.
So I'll just sing a line and then you guys sing it back and then we'll put it all together.
And it's the country of Georgia.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not the state.
Yep. Nanila, Nanila, just that much.
Nanila, Nanila.
The next part goes. That all together, it becomes
Nanila, 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 Nanila.
Do that one more time.
Nanila.
So it just repeats like that. And every other time, after Na-ni-la, hey. Let's do that together. Just sing this over and over again, and Bonnie will hold down the melody, and maybe I'll add a harmony at some point. And yeah, here we go. Nanila, grandmother. Nanila.
Singing with us.
That's pretty, but thank you guys for coming in today. It was really fun hearing you play and answering the questions. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Thanks for having us, and we love your sweet town and all the farm life and sweet people. You guys want, and there's Pia has an awesome album, and Tarka has an awesome album. They'll leave some here.
We'll leave some with you.
We love community radio. Yeah. There's nothing better in the world than community radio. This is where real music and real words and real ideas come from.
And where can the listeners find your music or information?
I'm working on recording, so I'll have something released soon, but bonniepayne.com is my website, and tarka.com right? T-A-A-R-K-A is the one. And Pialuzzi, P-E-I-A-L-U-Z-Z-I.